we become, however advanced our civilization becomes. There is a problem that we in ourselves cannot address. This is the problem of sin, that problem that causes separation from God, the problem of evil within each one of us that we might own up to us, to ourselves from time to time. The reality that Paul writes about in Romans, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Ian was sharing how one of the things that Easter speaks to him about is how, even though that is true, he has found forgiveness and acceptance in God. The cross also tells us that God cares. God chose not to stay disconnected from what was going on, but stepped into the mess and confusion that we had made of his good creation and became one of us in the person of his Son. John's Gospel puts it so well. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God was so passionately engaged in what was going on in the world that he was prepared to send the Son that he loved so deeply to get involved, to show and proclaim a different way of life, even though he knew the cost that it would carry. And his Son willingly and voluntarily stepped into history to show us up close what God is really like and to demonstrate his love and commitment to us all. And this love is shown most fully in the cross, as God, through the willing sacrifice of his Son, demonstrated how much he cared and how far he was prepared to go to deal with the problem that we had caused. No external forces compelled God to act in this way, but the depths of his love for the world, his love for you, caused him to act. If there are times when we feel all alone, and we struggle with that idea that God cares about what is going on in our lives, let's return our gaze to the cross. Return our gaze to the person who hung and suffered on it for us, and remind ourselves of the inexhaustible love that God has for us all. The cross allows no other conclusion but that God cares deeply and passionately. And let's find comfort and encouragement there. Whatever we are going through, whatever we are experiencing, whatever pain we're going through, as Mary was sharing a moment ago, God cares deeply and passionately, and the cross makes that clear. The account that Paul read of the crucifixion layers terrible insight upon shocking detail as to what took place in that moment of history when Jesus died on the cross. Just before we read, we see that he was paraded publicly through the streets to his place of execution. He refused to accept the commonly accepted offer of a drugged drink so that he would be able to experience fully all that was ahead of him. He was crucified and shamefully put on display for all to see. He endured the mockery of a taunting but true sign placed above his head that proclaimed that he was the King of the Jews. That was not something they recognized, but it was true. And he continues in that place of authority today. Passers-by and religious leaders mocked him for being unable to save himself as they challenged him to demonstrate that he was who he claimed to be. And those who were crucified with him added their own insults. And as he deals with the problem of sin through his sacrificial death, Jesus even experienced separation from God after an eternity lived in perfect relationship with him. Terrible, terrible moments. And to those around, those who were watching, even his closest friends who hadn't fully grasped what was happening, this would have seemed to be a failure. A life that had promised so much eventually coming to nothing, as others had done in the past and others would in the future. But that did not recognize the wonderful reality that in and through his shameful sacrificial suffering, Jesus was providing the solution to the fundamental problem that humanity needs to address, that of separation from the God who created them and loves them deeply. Jesus spoke about this moment before it happened, and he made it clear what he was going to achieve in John's Gospel, chapter 12. And I, he says, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And he continues to do that today. Because it is through and only through the cross of Jesus that the solution to this fundamental problem of separation from God can be found, and found completely. This gives hope. This gives confidence. It changes everything. But there's more. Because the cross is not just about making it possible for individuals like us to be reunited with God, to become members of his family, to become citizens of his kingdom. Although it is that, and that is wonderful. It is also a statement that evil and the power of darkness has been defeated. Paul makes this clear when writing to the church at Colossae. He says this, having disarmed the powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Jesus was publicly displayed as he died on the cross. People mocked him as he hung there. But God's verdict, demonstrated powerfully in the resurrection of Jesus 3 days later, was that as Jesus died, he took power away from those in authority and fully and completely defeated the forces of evil. What was really taking place on the cross was the total reversal of what people saw and thought. The complete fulfillment of that is still to come when Jesus returns, which is why we still see so many acts of evil and wickedness going on in the world around us. But the enduring power of the cross, as it stands firm against anything that would come against it, is that evil has been defeated and that one day it will be banished. And let's find comfort in that, even as we live through the challenges and the problems caused by those who today refuse to accept the authority and victory of Christ. The cross also tells us that God has not given up on the creation he lovingly and carefully made, the creation that he gave us to look after, and that we haven't done a great job. Paul, again, this time writing to the church at Rome, looks forward to a day when creation itself will be restored. He writes that the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. There is much that could be said about what's tied up in that passage. But for this morning, it's good to recognize that the redeeming work, the renewing work, the remaking things new work of Jesus on the cross extends to the entirety of creation. That just as evil has been defeated, there will come a day when creation itself will be restored as the victorious risen Jesus returns to usher in his kingdom. Then truly, God's kingdom will have come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the cross of Christ, the place where Jesus suffered for us, tells us some wonderful things. It recognizes there is a problem. It reminds us that God cares passionately and deeply. It reminds us that there is a solution to the problem, and that solution is found in Jesus. It proclaims powerfully that evil has been defeated. It points forward to a day when everything that is wrong in our world will be put right. And these are amazing and wonderful things to reflect on and to put our confidence in. And into that reality, Jesus speaks words of invitation and challenge to those who commit themselves to him, who seek to follow him. He says in Luke 9 and elsewhere, whoever wants to be my disciple, whoever wants to follow me, he's saying, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. And just as the cross of Jesus Christ tells us wonderful things about what God has done and will continue to do because of all that Jesus has accomplished, it challenges us to be part of what God is doing, to recognize and to confront the evil that we see around us, to act with God-given compassion to those who are struggling and need a touch of God in their lives, to point people to Jesus as the solution to evil and suffering in the world, to act in the confidence of the reality that evil has been defeated, to care for our environment, recognizing that God has not given up on it, and neither should we. It's just some of what it means to carry our cross, something that Jesus invites us to do, something that Jesus challenges us to do more. This morning, as we rejoice in, as we reflect on the sacrifice that Jesus made for us, let's be prepared. Let's be willing to answer his call, the call of the one who gave everything, who endured so much. Let's be willing to pick up our own cross, to walk in his footsteps, and to point people to him. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank